Even the museum's executive director, Russell Dawes, marvels at how the event has evolved and grown over its long history.
And we've been doing it 54 years. It's amazing when I talk to some of the, I'll call them old timers. Market Day started out at the museum. I can't picture now trying to do it there, but it quickly outgrew, and here we are today with almost 20,000 visitors, 300 vendors, significant boost to the museum's bottom line.
That vast turnout is why the show and sale moved to its present home at the North Florida Fairgrounds several years back. Dawes believes there are good reasons for Market Day's longevity and success.
Part of the success of Market Days is the quality of what we offer, the fact that it's all original handmade work. But, you know, sometimes when you hear handmade arts and crafts, you say, I'm going to re-gift that this year. Not Market Days. I mean, I can go into members' houses or donors' houses, and I can almost track the history of Market Days by things they have in their house.
Also, adds Dawes, the event has kept up with the times, as a select group of volunteers spends long hours matching the mix of vendors to current trends.
You know, you're not buying 1950 style arts and crafts, you're getting contemporary stuff. And, you know, we bring people from all over the country. So it's quite an amazing accomplishment to the volunteers, but also for this community to have what is really one of the largest arts and crafts shows in the Southeast.
And it's not just those associated with Market Days who have been singing its praises.
The quality continues to be recognized by a publication called Sunshine Artists. And this year we were named number 11 out of the top 200 shows in the country. Last year we were in the top 10.
Contributing to that quality, thinks Dawes, is the constant search for new and exciting artists and craftspeople to augment those vendors who are multi-year favorites.
So many of the good vendors come year after year. And we have a commitment. This year we've got about 50 new vendors out of our 300. So you're always keeping some freshness there. And we do hear, where is so-and-so? I always buy from so-and-so. Well, so-and-so didn't come this year, didn't apply, didn't get accepted.
So-and-so may also have retired or even passed away. Market Days provides fully 10% of the Tallahassee Museum's yearly budget. Dawes says that support is critical to the museum's core mission.
The cultures who have been here in the past and aren't here today, and new cultures coming in all the time and trying to be really a community gathering place for people where perspectives can be shared, where people can learn from each other.
Market Day starts with a limited admission early bird shopping opportunity this Saturday morning from 8 until 10. The regular admission is from 10 until 5 on Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4, all at the North Florida Fairgrounds. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.